702.
Call Refilwe on 011
883 0702.
And as we do every Saturday morning, we talk to Anna Trepido. She's a chef, she's a food anthropologist, a writer, a journalist, and someone that we absolutely do rely on to give us a heads up, the 411, on anything culinary related. It could be restaurants, it could be high end, it could be exotic and different, but arresting is always a word that you can throw into our conversations and Anna's work. Good morning, Anna.
Hello.
So today you're bringing us some safe Mandela Day suggestions. And Mandela Day, of course, being tomorrow, a day that has been created to allow South Africans to do good, to help others, to make a difference. And it feels very, very different this year. It felt different last year because of COVID-19. But 2021 Mandela Day has a different aura around it.
Yes, look, I think that everybody has been exhausted, overwhelmed, demoralized and distracted, such that Mandela Day has sort of crept up on us, and people are thinking, oh gosh, it's tomorrow and I haven't kind of thought to do anything. And usually I plan, and you know, that this time, both the lockdown restrictions and then the traumatic events of the past week just mean that it's quite complicated to think how you do something that is so profoundly involved with sort of social cohesion and coming together in a space where social distancing and violence have kind of pushed us apart.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you suggest? I know that you've got a few last-minute achievable, as you say, and safe Mandela Day activities or suggestions that we can take part in. What's your first suggestion?
I've got two food-related Mandela Day things to suggest, that both of which will allow one to do achievable, safe, last-minute things that are Mandela Day appropriate. So the first one comes from an organization called the Healthy Living Alliance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you want to know more about them, you go to www.whatsinmyfood.org.za. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just full disclosure, I'd never heard of these people before, so I'm absolutely not part of their team, but they called me on Thursday because they wanted permission to use. Once long ago, I wrote a biography of Mandela told through food, which is called Hunger for Freedom, and they wanted to use that book as one of the prizes that they're giving away within this project of theirs. So,
lovely.
Nothing to do with me other than that they phoned me and I discovered that they're fabulous.
So tell us more about them.
The Healthy Living Alliance, that they exist to educate South Africans about literally what's in our food, about the dangers of fat and sugar and salt and the various preservatives that are in many of our food.
Mm-hmm.
That they campaign for clear labeling on food and for restrictions on the way that unhealthy food can be marketed at consumers, especially marketed to children.
Yes, absolutely.
So they are recognizing that often the poorest South Africans are the ones who are most dangerously exposed to unhealthy food, and that the diseases that are associated with that, so diabetes, high blood pressure, you know, those sorts of lifestyle diseases, that those are not only things that the poor are most vulnerable to, but that they're also significant COVID risk factors.
Of course, yeah.
So that, you know, that the Healthy Living Alliance are especially relevant this year, that what they are doing is they're running a healthy food awareness initiative, that they were doing that anyway for Mandela Day before the events of the past week, under a hashtag, What's in My Food, that for the next 15 days, they are asking supporters so from Mandela Day onwards for 15 days, you take a photograph of a healthy meal and you send that to them using the hashtag What's in My Food.
Which platforms, Anna?
So you go to, it's the hashtag What's In My Food. You can also do it through their website, which is whatsinmyfood.org.za. That's on Facebook and Twitter. They will be, once a day, they will be giving a prize on both of those platforms.
Sure.
And one of those prizes is my book, but there's a whole lot of others. But what you do is you then either eat the healthy food yourself or you donate that. And it doesn't have to be a plate. You know, they're saying it's a plate of food, but if what you do is fill a box full of healthy food and you take it to your local church or soup kitchen or to a vulnerable family, you know, a box of healthy food photographed will do just as well.
Absolutely.
So if you want to know more about them, you go to whatsinmyfood.org.za. And their rationale for why this is a Mandela Day event is, you know, really the organization is working to educate and empower South Africans to make healthy food choices that will impact on their life in a range of ways.
Mm.
And that seems entirely within the kind of Mandela Day orbit that, you know, education ultimately is what sets us all free. So
and empowering citizens.
Yeah,
and I think it's encouraging that, you know, there are many organizations still in that fight for clear labeling of the food that we buy. You know, it's been a movement that's been long in the making, and that's been going on for a long time. But yeah, it's lovely to hear that it's ongoing. Yeah.
But it is particularly relevant to the poorest of the poor in South Africa. And, you know, we really have terrifying rates of obesity, kidney disease caused by blood pressure that's out of control, etc. So, you know, knowing what's in our food is the first step to being, you know, healthier, more productive and viable as a nation.
Mm. Lovely one. So also in under the Mandela Day umbrella, we actually briefly touched on this last week, which is that 67,000 litres initiative by Chefs with Compassion. Remind us what they are, what they're inviting us to do, how they're galvanising South Africans to get involved where possible and, of course, within their abilities.
Yes. So again, you know, this has all been slightly damaged by the events of the last week. But what they are, Chefs with Compassion is an organization. They started as an organization of professional chefs, but they're now incorporating home cooks as well.
Yeah.
They want to use skills to provide delicious, nutritious food for hungry people. And also, you know, it's a two-pronged attack, because I think all the best Mandela Day projects are about not only doing an individual act of kindness, but saying, how can we change the structure of our society to make it, you know, just more just and equal for all of us. So in addition to feeding the hungry, they also campaign to reduce food waste, which, you know, in all sorts of ways will make food systems that make for a more equal society. That they want to produce 67,000 litres of soup for Mandela Day. And, you know, that they are, you do that, you can be a part of that by what you do is you go to Chefs with Compassion, so CWC.org.za, and within that you will find that there is a space for you to register to make soup. You donate R100 in order to be part of the official project, and on that will, you can do that through PayFast, through an EFT, etc. Because essentially what this is a fundraising campaign that will allow them to go on feeding the hungry throughout the year.
Yeah.
So you sign up, you pay your R100, you tell them which good cause you are taking your soup to. So you don't phone them and say, give us a list. It can be a homeless person on the street corner. It can be a formal charity. It's you know, that choice is yours.
Mm-hmm.
That you then, on Sunday, you make your soup, you deliver your soup, you take a photograph, and they do not want poverty porn. So, you know, respectful photographs, of people who have consented to have their photograph taken, photos of your soup, whatever, and then you upload that using the hashtag 67,000 litres. And remember, they spell litres the English way, the R-E way, not the E-R way.
Oh, Anna, come on. It's such a difficult thing to keep in mind, right? The word processor generation, that spell check, that just...
So 67,000 litres spelled L-I-T-R-E-S. Mm-hmm. And then what you then do is you go to Facebook, Chefs with Compassion, Facebook Live on Sunday, and to see if they made their 67,000 litres. Now, they were well on their way to reaching that target. And then in the last week, obviously, you know, for various reasons, you know, a lot of the soup kitchens in Natal are not cooking. A lot of people had to hand out their soup early because the desperation couldn't wait for Mandela Day, etc.
Sure,
so they are very keen to get those extra people to start cooking to see if they can reach that target.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think that you are such a bad cook that actually the poor do not deserve to suffer anymore and that your soup would not be a good deed, you can donate 100 rand and not cook.
Okay.
So, you know, that there's a space for those who feel that their talents don't lie in that department as well. Again, you go to chefswithcompassion.org.za, and, you know, there are ways to donate without making soup. There are ways to donate and make soup. And if you donate your 100 rand, you will get a copy of a cookbook that they are putting together with a range of South African chefs' recipes for soup. So you get Zola Nene's beef and sugar bean soup, Jan Hendrik's lentil soup, for instance. Mm. They've got my tomato and chili soup. So, you know, various people's soups, you'll get that as well for your donation. That, so cwc.org.za, and within that you will see how to join the 67,000 litres of soup challenge.
Fantastic. I mean, I guess that gift for donating is probably more than most people would be asking for or looking for, but sounds absolutely lovely. And of course, that cohort of contributors to the book is very, very compelling as well, including yourself, Anna. Thanks so much for bringing us this lovely conversation and just ways in which we can feel those with the resources and the ability to do so, ways that they can feel useful and make a difference. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Anna Trepido, chef, our resident food critic, food anthropologist. Looking forward to our conversation next weekend.